Hello everyone, it's Darcy here. It's Audio Mo Day 17, and in my case, it's Audio Mo Day 17, Take 2. And the reason for that is I was completely ignorant about the way that the trim audio feature worked. Somehow, when I finished my recording, I hit the pause button, although it didn't really pause, and so it ended up going on for a while, so I had all this stuff at the end, and I thought that trim audio would be select the stuff you want to delete. In fact, what trim audio is select the stuff that you want to keep. So what I ended up with was just the crap at the end that where I didn't realize it was recording. So that is unfortunate. I don't think there's an undo button. I wish there was, but there's not. So I have to record it again. One of the topics I talked about before, I don't think I'm going to talk about again because I don't feel like going through it. But, So important note for other people doing audio boo that the trim is you select the audio you want to keep. So that is seems sort of counter to what you'd expect, I think, because, well, I guess for me, because I'm usually, with what limited stuff I've done with audio editing is you select the area that you want to delete, or you want to do something with, you don't select, but anyway, I know now, and knowing is half the battle, as they say. Alright, so the things I want to talk about. One of my favorite apps of all time, or I shouldn't say of all time, but one of my favorite apps is Text Expander. I bet you thought I was going to say Launch Bar, but I've talked enough about Launch Bar, at least for the next little while. But Text Expander is a great app. It's a lot like the OS X and iOS have these keyboard abbreviation things built in, but it's way more advanced. By default, some of the things Text Expander does when you first install it is you can hit, I think it's semicolon EM, and it'll type your email address, which I use a lot. I think I have semicolon US for username, because generally speaking, I use the same username everywhere. There's ones for date and time and things like that. But then they have the real power of Text Expander is they have what are called fill-in snippets. So, maybe there's an email, you write a similar email all the time, but you have a different person's name. You can fill in their name. Or maybe there's an email that you write that you have to paste something in from the clipboard. So you can, as one of the things that gets filled in, is this things from the clipboard. What I use it for, A big thing I use it for is when I do podcasts is for show notes. I do my show notes in Markdown. And for Geekology, for example, I have a snippet that I think I type semicolon Geekology. And it brings up a form that I fill out that I put in the episode number and the episode title. And then I have a bunch of checkboxes for everybody who's a regular on the show, their Twitter accounts. And I check the ones for people who are on the show that time. And I think there may be a few other things I have to fill in, and then I hit OK, and it puts in sort of a skeleton show notes, where I still have to write in descriptions and other links and things, but I have people's Twitter information, I have all this other stuff, and then I can use my show notes. That's actually a topic I should talk about. I should talk about how I do the website and Pelican and stuff like that. That's a topic for another day. But, Text Expander is a really useful program. And the reason I bring it up today is that Mac Update has a sale. Text Expander is kind of an expensive app. Normally it's like $34.99, and I think right now it's $17.99. That's only for the rest of the day. So if you're hearing this on June 17th, you may want to take advantage of it. I don't know if I can put links in here in the audio boot description, but if you follow me on Twitter, or if you don't follow me, you can look me up on Twitter at DHS Darcy. It's the same name that I have here on Audioboo. You will see it. you'll see me. You'll see the text or the I just tweeted the deal, the Mac update link. So it's worth, if you've been kind of on the fence about Text Expander, it's worth checking out because it's a really good app. It works really well with VoiceOver. This is a Mac app, I should say. There is an iOS version of Text Expander. I own it, but I haven't done much with it. I'm hoping we see some more stuff with them with the arrival of things like third-party keyboards and iOS and everything like that. I'm losing my voice here. Let me just take a drink of water. Actually, not water, lemonade. I have the Keurig lemonade, which is pretty good. Anyway, finally, I want to talk about words that I'm not crazy about. And if you, there was one part in the last podcast where we were talking about phablets, and I think I said like phablets, blah, and Holly started to laugh. It was the last Mac Accessibility podcast. And phablet and webinar are currently my two least favorite words. I don't really like the words that have web plus something else. And I generally don't like words that are combinations of other words like that. I think even if Apple decided to change the name of their products to the iFablet, I just don't think I could in all good conscience buy one. But that's just me. I'm also not crazy about the word selfie, but that to me I think will die out. That's just sort of a trendy thing that, you know, in a couple years people won't say it anymore. So I'm not too worried about that one. It's funny though, there is a show coming on next fall, called Selfie, and it seems like a weird thing to name your show, because I think that's going to be a very temporary trend, that particular word, but I could be wrong. It should be interesting in a couple years to go back and listen to this and see if I'm right. Alright, well, I'm going to end this audio boo now, and hopefully what I'm recording is what you guys actually hear, because I don't know if I want to record it again. First one was way better, by the way. You guys don't even know what you missed by the first one, but anyway, I will say goodbye for now, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.